This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And this morning, talking about classes from the Oregon State University Extension Service, one of the instructors, Jeff Puryear, in. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. I'm curious, first of all, how you got involved with Extension.
Oh, well, the Master Gardeners is a program from the OSU Extension, and they offer a yearly class where you go every Tuesday for about 2 months and follow a whole day of instruction around sustainable gardening. And after that, you become a volunteer, and they have lots of opportunities. And I got involved through their Discovery Garden, which is out at River Forks Park.
So what did you like about the Discovery Garden?
Oh, it's an absolutely wonderful place. There are no other botanical gardens near Roseburg, and this would be the closest thing. So you get to experience all kinds of plants, all kinds of gardening techniques, and lots of fun art. And it can be a full day of free excitement.
Now, one of the things I understand about the Extension program is once you've gone through it, essentially you turn around and give back.
Exactly, yes. There is at least 30 plus hours that they ask you to volunteer, either through their outreach programs, through the plant clinic, which is available to the public nearly every day in the summertime. And then they also have other outreach opportunities like our summer garden classes, where we offer to the public to come out and learn more about sustainable gardening. And then we also have our yearly plant sale, where we offer the well-grown plants by our own volunteers.
Now, why gardening? What do you like about that?
Oh, I love plants. I've been collecting plants for over 13 years. There's such a diversity. You can do just about anything here in the Umpqua Valley. We have such a mild climate that doesn't get too wet or too cold, so we can grow just about anything.
And, of course, you get to learn things like watering or when not to water or
exactly.
Fertilization and all that.
Exactly. Yeah, as we're focused on sustainability, so we're looking for the low input on both water and fertilizers, chemicals, as well as maintenance, because maintenance is a huge part of sustainability. You know, you don't have to cut a hedge, but some people like that. And if you don't have the physical power to do it, then that's not sustainable, and you have to look at other methods.
Now,
and that's what we do.
I know you had some classes yesterday, but you have some things coming up. Tell us about that.
We do. We've been offering our classes out at our Discovery Garden. That's right outside of River Forks Park here in Roseburg. And we've had them so far about shrubbery, my own class about sustainable gardening using less water. And then coming up here on Thursday, the 16th of October, from 10 to 12, we have planting garlic and soil. And so basically they will go through what it takes to plant garlic, what you should do, best practices, and then also on how to prepare your soil for a test so you can know better how to garden in the future.
Now, garlic is interesting because I've never really thought about gardening. A lot of people like it, obviously, with cooking and things like that. I'm used to it just coming out of a bottle from the store.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's definitely something that's easy to grow. Anybody can grow garlic. You don't need a large plot of land. You can take one garlic clove, and this time of year through November, we're able to plant those cloves right in the ground about an inch down, and they will sprout up and grow through the spring or winter and spring, and then you harvest them as they sort of die back in the summer, and you've got a clove now full of garlic and just from one.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. So that's coming up. What was the date for that?
That would be the October 16th, the third Thursday of October.
Now, to get signed up for that, what do people do?
They can just show up. It's in the public place. So if you guys are interested in being there at 10 o'clock, or you can call the OSU Extension office for more information.
And do you have other things coming up you want to mention too?
We don't have a lot coming down because we're getting into fall. We won't be doing much more until the first Saturday in May when we have our plant sale.
And I know the plant sale is one that people really look forward to that gets a lot of attention.
Oh, absolutely. It's one of the largest plant sales in Southern Oregon. We offer not only the plants that are grown and sold by a huge group of volunteers here in Douglas County, but we also offer booth space for vendors that offer plants as well as garden art and anything to do with gardening. And we're always looking for more vendors for that as well.
All right. A lot going on with the OSU Extension. Anything else you want to mention for folks?
Well, right now we always say fall is for planting, so we want to prepare to get those trees and shrubs and perennials into the ground. But as long as it's still dry in the soil, like it probably will be for the next couple months, we want to make sure when we do plant that we're watering our plants in and they're not getting too dried out before the rain starts.
All right. Some good advice there. Jeff, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much.
8:36 at the Morning Report.